The text for today's sermon is from John chapter 14, 15 to 17, a different version I'd like to read than what was read earlier. Jesus says, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments. Then I will ask the Father, and he will give you another defender, the Spirit of the truth, that shall remain with you into the age. The world cannot receive him because it neither perceives nor knows him. You know him because he remains by you and will be in you." Here ends our text. God's grace, mercy, and peace be with all of you from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hi! This is the Holy Spirit speaking. Often, that's just what I'm called. The Spirit or the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. You know, there are a lot of people walking around who claim to have the Spirit of God in them, and they just don't know what they're talking about. They develop their own ideas about God, and then because they believe that God has somehow spiritually blessed them, they pass their ideas on to others. From Oprah, who many people follow and accept her words as being great truths, to Shirley MacLaine, who had some person channeling her, and so on. There are thousands of people who claim to have a spiritual understanding when really they have no idea what spiritual truth is about. Take the old African American spiritual. Every time I feel the Spirit moving in my heart, I will pray. Now, that song makes several assumptions. It seems to imply that I, the Holy Spirit, can be felt by you, and that you can know when I am with you in a special way because you can just feel it. I am telling you, I, the Spirit of God, am with you who believe in Jesus always. I am with you when you feel particularly religious, but I'm also with you every other moment of the day. I am with you when you wake up in the morning and are feeling groggy. I am with you when you're pumping gas or teaching school. I am with you even when you are gossiping or daydreaming about that guy or girl you see, although I may not be particularly happy with your gossip or your lusting. I am even with you when you sleep. You see, as Jesus says in the scripture I just read, the Spirit of truth shall remain with you into the age. I am always with you, whether you feel me or not. And you should pray to the Father, whether you feel me or not. Now, there are some churches who really rely on feelings. They emphasize it. They try to make the service into something that will hopefully get you to feel religious. It may be the music, it may be the claims of the pastor or the enthusiasm of the congregation. It may be that extraordinary things happen during the service. There may be speaking in tongues or prophecy. But don't just assume I am present because these things are going on. Remember, I am the Spirit of truth. The way to know whether I am present is not by what goes on in the service. Rather, it is because of whether the truth of God's Word is taught. You see, there are also non-Christian religions that have speaking in tongues. There are also kinds of non-Christian services that can make you feel spiritual. And if you aren't careful, you may mistake feeling that God is there as proof that God is there and approves of what is going on. No! The way to know whether the Spirit of truth is there is by going to the truth of God's Word, as he said in the children's sermon, and seeing whether that church agrees with it. Jesus once said, "God is a spirit, and his worshipers must worship in spirit and in truth." What is a spirit? Well, it is something you normally don't see. Not only don't you see it, You can't taste it, smell it, hear it, or dare I say, feel it normally. Yet God is always there, with you and in you spiritually. Indeed, I am praying in you and for you, even when you aren't aware of it. St. Paul wrote under my inspiration, "The Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express. And He who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints in accordance with God's will." Indeed, St. Paul further writes, "Those who are led by the Spirit are Spirit of God, are God's sons. For you didn't receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear, but you received the Spirit of sonship. And by Him we cry, Abba, Father." So, the reason you can come into this church and honestly call upon God as your Father is because I have made you children of God through faith in the only begotten Son of God, Jesus Christ. He says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." So to have me, you must believe in the truth. Namely, that Jesus is the only way you can have access to the Father. Then, because you are His children, possessing God's Spirit, you can worship God in spirit and in truth. One objection that some people may present is that there is no outside proof that God exists. They assume that just as in the natural world, they should be able to run some kind of a test to prove my existence. But such people who think that everything must be able to be proved for them to believe are full of themselves and don't understand the spiritual world. That is why Jesus says in the text that the world can't receive me because it neither perceives nor knows me. You see, the spiritual world is superior to the natural world. As Jesus once said to Nicodemus, "The Spirit blows wherever it pleases. You hear its voice, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit." Those in the spiritual world decide when and where they want to appear. Excuse me. Humans can't control it. Rather, we control them. Here's an illustration. Suppose that there was a dog on the island of Hawaii who heard that you existed. But that dog didn't believe the person who had told him of your existence. How could the dog prove your existence? He couldn't really look you up in the Greeley phone book and see your name there and have that proof that you existed. Nor could the dog call information on the phone and then phone you to prove that you existed. The dog couldn't get on the internet and do a search to prove that you existed. It's just not in the dog's capability. No. The only way that the dog might gain proof that you really existed was if you decided to go to Hawaii and get to know the dog. It was in your power, not the dog's. The dog's firsthand knowledge of you is not in the dog's control. It is in the Spirit. It would be, in that case, in your case, to go to the dog. And that's the same way with the Spirit and God. The only way you're going to get to know me is through my efforts. This is how I make myself known to you so that you may know that I exist. I cause the message about Jesus Christ to be proclaimed to you first of all. You may read that message in the newspaper or hear it on the radio. You may hear it in church or from your Sunday school teacher. In that word of truth, I then work in the hearts of those chosen by God before the beginning of time to create a faith in the truth of God as revealed in His word. Only those know me, The reason they know me is because I am with them and I'm in them. Now, that doesn't mean that I haven't left any indicators that I exist. First of all, there are the fruit of the Spirit. These fruit include love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Second, there are the manifestations of the Spirit that are given for the common good. These include speaking with wisdom, speaking with knowledge, faith, spiritual gifts of healing, miraculous powers, prophecy, spiritual discernment, speaking in different languages, and the interpretation of languages. Furthermore, as Jesus says in our text, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. It is to those who are living the life of Christ that the Father has sent me to enable them to keep those commandments. So, if you want to see me in action, look into the lives of those who follow Christ. You will see their love. You will see how they love the Lord by their striving to follow in the footsteps of the Lord. You will experience their kindness and concern when you have needs. You will grow in faith as a result of the gifts I have given them to help expand the kingdom of the Lord. And you know what? If you asked others, they might be able to tell you of how they have benefited because of the work I have done through you. For I have given you gifts to help spread the good news. I have worked in your life to produce spiritual fruit. So even though you may not feel me inside of you, I am there, doing the work that the Father sent me to do. After all, I doubt that you feel that your kidneys are doing their work right now. You may not be aware that your heart is beating or that your lungs are breathing, but they are, whether you are aware of it or not. And I operate the same way. I am in you, sustaining you spiritually, even when you are unaware that I am working. What am I doing? First of all, I am defending you. Jesus calls me the paraclete in the text. Now, some people have translated that word paraclete as comforter or counselor or advocate. The literal meaning of the word is one who is called to the side of another. It is an assistant, someone who intercedes for another, or even a defense attorney. So I am a defender. I am the Spirit of Christ. Christ spoke these words to you at the end of Matthew. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, teaching them to do everything I have commanded you. And remember, I, who have the authority of heaven and earth, am with you always to the end of the age. The way Christ is with you is through me, the Holy Spirit. As His Spirit, I am there to defend you by using Christ's power and authority against the forces of evil in this world. Nothing can harm you spiritually. I am also the Spirit of the truth, Jesus Christ being the truth. As you speak the truth of Christ to others, I am there working through you to convince the hearts of those God has chosen to come to faith in His Son. It was through me that the prophets, apostles, and the evangelists wrote the words that are your scriptures. They contain the words of truth that can make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus and can be useful to you in teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that you can be thoroughly equipped for every good work. Because of your faith in Christ, these words are able to help you grow spiritually. Now, the reason I do this for you is because of Christ. Christ went to the Father after His death for your sins and resurrection to give you a new life. But he promised that I, his Spirit, would remain with you in your walk through life. The first thing Christ wanted me to do for you was free you. As St. Paul put it, through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life, set me free from the law of sin and death. Through the gospel message that I use to create faith in your heart, you are freed from the slavery of sin that leads to death. Excuse me. So I am intimately connected to your faith in Christ. Because of me, you believe. Because of me, you are freed from the evil spirits that enslaved you to sin. Because of me, you have a new spirit that will last you to the end of time. Later on, probably today, you won't be thinking of me. In fact, you may even be in the midst of sin. Even then, I am there working in you to remind you that you are God's child. I am there speaking through the Word of God that you have heard, bringing you to repentance and a restored relationship with your Heavenly Father. Just like your kidneys, I am there doing my work whether you feel me doing it or not. And this work will continue to go on until you reach the age to come. Amen.